Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 27th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's go over to the show and see what we've got in store. Well, the first item, which I call conscious destruction, I'm going to start the show by talking about how you can get through the Greater Depression confidently, comfortably, and as profitably as possible. It's a long piece, but there's a lot to say. So then I shall talk about how... As a society, we've chosen to ignore all the realities, you know, rather like a family that hides all the addictions and drunkenness and lies in a dysfunctional household to maintain the outward illusion of a happy, functioning family. So that's going to be, I think, something that many of you have not considered. Then I'm afraid to say that with what's happened recently, there will never be a recovery in the United States, certainly not in any of our lifetimes. Things will never get back to the way they were before. Then a little chat about recession and depression. You know, although the US government will do its utmost to try to prevent the coronavirus recession from becoming a depression, its powers to stop both the virus and the international slowdown are frankly negligible. Then I say, stay away from Bill Gates. His game is nothing but societal control. I have a little bit to say about that. And I talk about unnecessary lockdowns being the way in which lockdown nation is the greatest catastrophe of modern times, without question. They've allowed these crazy mayors to put the entire economy literally under house arrest by creating mass hysteria, not unlike the Salem witch trials. So then I talk about the analogy of Air France Flight 447 as an analogy to the global economy and central bank-driven false signals that we're getting today. I think it's a good one. Lots of people have asked me to talk about negative oil prices, so I'll explain how this was possible and then I'll conclude the show with a quick statement about what I call the ultimate hoax. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will surely help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, you may feel free to select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives, but I highly recommend the latest 3 shows if you don't have any other preferences. They deal in large part with current affairs, and frankly, you're familiar with current affairs, so it'll make it easier for you to make an appraisal about how I deal with them. So with that, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is on my Podbean page at the top. But if you want to write it down, here it is. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's my initials, RWL, name Martin, number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now I have a Facebook and a Twitter page as well. My Facebook deals with subjects which I've chosen, which are actually too short for the major show, but they, nevertheless, I feel they should be made available for you. You should know about them. So that goes to the Facebook page. The Twitter page simply takes the quick one-liners, and there are several of those. So make sure you get to the Facebook page at www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no punctuation or gaps, lowercase, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials, RM, and Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, lowercase, no gaps or punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. Right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I wish you a wonderful week. I shall be back with another synopsis on Friday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye. Till then.